Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
Live from Green Valley Ranch Golf Club, here's Nick and Cecil.
Of course they're playing this because we have the winners of the Fan Match Challenge. It is, drum roll please, Schlereth and Evans. Fellas, this is your moment.
Back-to-back. Mark, how does this back-to-back compare to your last back-to-back?
Well, I got to tell you, it's amazing. You know, I just win championships. I mean, that's what it boils down to, is I just win. And I'm going to write a book. It's called I'm Good at Everything. And it's going to be the title of it. And
so
it's going to be a masterpiece. No, it feels good, man. That was a battle, man. That was a battle royale. And I tell you what, Stoke is, I got to give it to him. You know, we didn't use any mulligans because we figured we'd never hear the end of it if we used our mulligans.
Right. So
we never use them.
Right.
And I
got
to give it to Stoke, man. He hit a bomb on 18, ended up in a fairway bunker, and he tried to go for it. He went for the win. He went for the kill shot.
He was in the sand trap.
Right.
Flat lie in the sand trap, but in the sand, trying to make a 260-yard carry.
Wow.
Over marshland.
Right.
And he just caught the lip, and it went into the junk, and so they were playing basically.
It was a great effort. It was a choke job.
But he played.
But it was a total choke job. But he tried hard, so that's good.
So what does this say when we look at Schlereth and Evans being the more seasoned and mature guys are able to defeat the young lions twice? What does that really say?
It just says that you got to play to your strengths. You got to know your game. On 18, we knew, hey, we're not out driving Stokely. I mean, the guy hits it a ton. So, we played the long game. We said, hey, let's lay up here. Let's hit another shot here, be close, and then two putt and win it. And, it's just that veteran leadership that we have on our team is
right.
It comes down to trust, really.
Yeah. It's a lot of trust.
Chemistry.
Chemistry. I trust him to pick me up. He trusts me to pick him up. So, we play for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, speaking of picking up, we actually talked to Zach By maybe an hour or so ago, and he was like panting. Stokely was in the background. Stokely was like yelling at him, but like pumping him up, but yelling, coaching of him. Did Stokely actually like crack Zach? Legit question. I was worried about him.
No, Zach. You know, Zach legitimately is like the kid that your mom used to make you invite to your birthday party that you don't really want there. You know, you're like, not him. He smells. He's going to eat all the cake. He's that kid. And so, I mean, Stoke does a great job of mama catting him, of nurturing him along. I got to commend Stoke because, your back's going to get a little tired.
At times it felt like 2-on-1.
Yeah.
Two
yeah.
versus one.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
So what's next for this
dynamic for the championship
duo?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to just hang up my clubs until next year we do this again and we win it again. I mean, that's what I do. I play 3-4 times a year tops, and I just come out and strike the heck out of the ball. So,
well, it's much like what Tom Brady says. What's your favorite one?
The next one. Yeah.
We'll see you here next year.
Spoken like true champions, Schlereth and Evans. Guys, we appreciate
it. We want to thank everybody who donated
yes.
to all the shows,
right.
not just ours, but thank you to everybody who donated. It's a great cause.
You know what?
We had a great time out here.
I just thought about this. We're actually, this is four-time back-to-back champions.
Is it four?
Yeah, well, we won both golf matches, and we won both fundraisers.
True.
So we've won four championships in the last 2 years.
You never lose.
No.
Folks, Mark has said it many times. He's a good loser.
I'm a good loser.
Terrible winner.
I'm a terrible winner.
As you've all heard firsthand.
Yeah, gracious loser, terrible winner.
Terrible
winner.
That's
me.
That's fine. We'll take it.
All right, guys.
True champion, Schlereth and Evans. Be good, fellas.
Yes. Yep.
Wow. There they go. You can see the glow off of them.
Look at Mike's face.
There's like an era.
Mike's face says
it's
it
like
all.
Rick James got that orange glow around Mike Evans. Holy cow. I can't believe these guys. A lot of sun. Yeah. True champions, Schlereth and Evans, king of the ratings and king of the golf course.
Well, I can't wait for tomorrow morning's discussion and conversation about what really took place here today. Now, they gave us kind of the mild version, but you know tomorrow on their show from 6 to 9, they're really going to take the cap off and really go behind the scenes and tell us what actually happened. And I was hoping that maybe, you know, with them winning as far as donations and the tournament as well, shouldn't there be something like a belt? Because I know the last time should Zach be able to give that belt to those two guys because
give him his own belt?
That, I mean, yes, of course. It is your belt. When you lose the Intercontinental Championship in WWE, typically what happens is you have to surrender the belt. So you've lost twice to Schlereth and Evans, so you should give your belt up.
If he gives him the belt, he's never going to get it back.
That's the whole thing about belts. See, so this is how this works, man.
I stopped watching pro wrestling when I was like 12. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to move my chair. Literally.
It's Nick and Cecil here on The Fan, and wow, Schlereth and Evans winning it all once again. That's just kind of what they do, man. Champions, true champions.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at Zach now. He's shaking hands.
Is Zach okay? Where's he at?
Well, he's looking a little...
There he is.
Red in complexion. He may need to hydrate. Anyone got a Pedialyte for him to help him out? You know, getting more hydrated.
Get some electrolytes,
yeah,
right?
Get some back into him. Hey, Zach, you okay, buddy?
A little shaky out there. All right, as long as he's okay. I was worried about our guy.
I was worried, man. We might need an IV or something. Do you know CPR?
No.
Okay, neither do I. So, yeah.
You're on your own, Zach.
Yes.
It's Nick and Cecil here as we kind of tie a bow with this conversation. We spent a lot of time on the Aaron Rodgers thing. I think it's overblown. Because, you know, I mean, what do we do on the show, Nick?
We tell the truth.
I hate list radio, and I hate reaction radio. Right? Like, oh, top five reasons why John Elway kicks ass. Let's go over him next. Like, nah, I want to talk about what's going on. And I think the whole Aaron Rodgers thing about the country club, that's overblown. It's overstated. It's tired. You and I talked about it almost a week and a half ago, whatever it was. But, like, I look at the situation with Davante Adams. And I say Davante Adams now has publicly said in a recent interview he is watching the Rodgers situation before making a decision on his contract extension. I thought you players, and I'm going to say you guys, I thought you players never got into your teammates' money.
No, we usually don't do that.
Then why is Davante publicly saying he's watching the Rodgers situation before he makes a decision on if he wants to stay in Green Bay?
Well, like any other kind of contract negotiation or dispute, there are a lot of things that factor in. And the biggest one with Davante Adams being a wide receiver is who's throwing him the rock. And he knows that, hey, listen, Jordan Love is a young quarterback. He's talented, but he's still raw. And we don't know what he is, but we already know what Aaron Rodgers and who he is. So if you can somehow make your situation better, thus put the team in a situation where they don't want to lose two players, and you get yourself paid and you get Aaron Rodgers back. To me, I said that that's a brilliant plan. That's well thought out. And I go back to this, Cecil. I feel as though between these two players, knowing their elite status, that they have had some kind of dialogue. Not saying, okay, well, hey, this is what I'm going to do. Then you're going to
do this.
No, it wasn't one of those types of things, but it's just a fact of knowing what side of the bread that it's buttered. And both of these guys work well with one another. So, if I were in a situation like Davante Adams and it was you and I would do the same thing for you. I'm not sure if you would do it for me because I already know right now I'm one phone call away from being a solo. Doing a solo show.
Solo show?
Yes.
That phone call happens to be from Peyton Manning.
Who cares?
I hope you realize this.
I don't care.
It shouldn't be no matter what.
I wouldn't do that to you. If Todd Bowles called me and Mike Tomlin, I wouldn't do that to you.
I think they might have I don't want to say too much, but let's just say Nick Ferguson attracts a lot of attention in the National Football League. I think this Davante Adams thing, though, we got to keep track of that situation and monitor that, because that's a canary in the coal mine. If Adams signs an extension, that means Rodgers is staying. If Adams does not, that means Rodgers could still be up for the Denver Broncos, but Green Bay has to crack. When does that happen?
By one Cecil Lammy, that is August 14th, ladies and gentlemen, that is Cecil Lammy's birthday.
Not to be precise, but I'm calling my shot.
Well, that's the day that you proclaim that Aaron Rodgers will therefore become property of the Denver Broncos, so I'll put it, that being the date.
That's the date.
That's the
middle of August.
I'll give it that.
Make it happen.
Yes.
Make it happen. If you're the Denver Broncos, keep calling. If you're George Payton, keep calling. I don't care if Brian Gutekunst isn't and nobody can pronounce his last name. I don't care if he's not answering his phone. You keep calling. It's like you keep calling me.
And you never pick up. Yes. So you treat me like John Elway treats you.
Oh, that's cold.
That's cold blooded.
No, that's not cold blooded.
That's the truth. That's what we do.
Because I've asked John to call me for like 2 years in a row.
And nothing's happened?
What does that mean? Officially.
What does that mean, Cecil?
Officially,
unofficially. He's never answered your call.
That means you're right. It's Nick and Cecil on the Fan. We'll tie a big red bow on this thing next.
Michelob Ultra presents the Fan Match Challenge, powered by the CoBank Colorado Open, benefiting the first team, Green Valley Ranch. Donate now at denverfan.com/match. Live from Green Valley Ranch Golf Club, here's Nick and Cecil.
Tying a big red bow on today's program. What a day. Nick Ferguson. I think we've hit on everything. We did This Is a Football. We did Tell the Truth multiple times on this show. We've talked plenty about Aaron Rodgers and this quarterback situation. So a complete day out here. And Schlereth and Evans, well, they've done it again. Now back-to-back winners of the Fan Match.
Back-to-back winners, and I once again, there's going to be a lot of trash talking tomorrow that Stokely and Zach are not going to be able to live down. And that's the one thing about losing. Like, we all lose in life, but you have to be careful of the people you lose to, right? And Mike and Mark, you know, they played it well. They were nice. They were polite. You know, Mark kind of went there, just kind of touched on it just a little. But you don't want to lose to those two guys, because you never hear the end of it. So this is going to be all year long until the next time we're out playing golf for charity, First Tee, and Stokely and Zach have an opportunity to redeem themselves. So it's going to be funny. I'm going to tune in tomorrow because you never know what either of those guys are going to say.
Well, and that's where, you know what Vic Fangio would say about Schlereth and Evans?
What would he say?
The one thing about Schlereth and Evans is they win every day. The checklist, see?
I know you couldn't wait.
I couldn't resist.
Guys, squeeze that in.
I couldn't resist because I got to do my terrible.
They have urges.
They are men and they have urges and they are Schlereth and Evans. But I have to do it, man. I have to do it. Every day I have to do some awful impression of one of you guys. And maybe that even includes Vic Fangio. So there you go.
But here's the crazy part about
today's
competition is that you have two older seasoned veterans, right, against the young guys, the young guns.
The young bucks.
And once again, they go down in a blaze of glory. So what must that say when we look at the two sides of the spectrum? Is it the fact that, you know, Mike and Mark are just this great together, and it's always an epic collapse when Stokely and Zach get to this point? How do we look at that? How do we evaluate that and break that down?
I'd say it's the former, not the latter.
Okay.
And speaking of great duos, I have a bit of breaking news for you.
Oh, please do tell.
Mike Munchak, he's pretty good, right?
Yes, he is.
This would be difficult, although I'm thinking on the right side it may be less difficult. The Steelers just released David DeCastro. Just coming across the wire, Tom Pelissero reporting that, NFL Network. I'm just saying, man. So, well, I know Graham Glasgow's here, but David DeCastro is at a different level. And, you know, I know that there are some Drew Lock apologists that want to go out of the way to blame the offensive line for his troubles, which is not true. Drew Lock had the longest time before pass in the league last year. It was over 4 seconds, okay? Most pass rushers get there in 2.5 seconds. Your average time before pass in the NFL is 2.4 seconds. So you're telling me about a guy that had a second and a half longer to throw? That doesn't mean his offensive line sucks. Also, he's one of the least sacked quarterbacks in the NFL, something that we do in telling the truth is giving you the numbers that you need to know, not the numbers that don't matter. Hey, Pro Football Focus, I could give a rat's, you know what? I don't care, all right? If the numbers don't make sense, they don't make sense. But I'll tell you what makes sense. David DeCastro wearing orange or blue. That sounds like a deal, a hell of a deal. Hell of a deal for you, Nick Ferguson, right there.
Well, I get that idea, and hopefully from a contractual standpoint, it is just that, a deal, right? I mean, what George Payton has done thus far is to give this team or give Coach Fangio something he hasn't had over the past 2 years. That is depth. Depth at multiple positions. So with the offensive line being one of those groups that has improved drastically under Mike Munchak, I wouldn't be angry with this. I wouldn't be angry with the move. And if any player said, well, if he were to bring in DeCastro and you get a veteran player or young player upset that the Broncos made that move after mandatory minicamps, I say, well, you man up. Pull up your britches by your, you know, by your belt, tighten it up, and just get ready to go compete. That's the way I look at it. So no one should be upset at this because it's all about getting better at every single position. Adding depth because in 17 games, guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to get beat up.
More than ever, you need that depth.
Yes,
which
need
is
it.
Why when people are slamming on George Payton, which is so bizarre to me. Like, if you want to take shots for good reasons, fine. I'm all about that. Let me rant about something, and I will. But when people are taking shots at George Payton, oh, he got a bunch of depth guys. Yeah, no kidding. It's a 17-game season. They don't have any depth. You needed to add that depth, so he got depth, guys. To that I say, good. And adding a David DeCastro, I'm just saying, man, I rarely campaign for much, but I will be pushing for the Broncos to get David DeCastro.
Well, it's not just about adding depth. See, so I look at it as adding competition in the room. Because it's old saying the cream rises to the top. And sometimes as you build your team, the more competition or the more that you make it more competitive, the best guys normally get the position. And that's what we're looking at. If we want to compete with Kansas City, we want to compete with the Chargers, the other teams in this division, you have to get better. You have to establish an identity. And knowing as though we talked about the three running backs who we believe will be in that rotation, you need to have offensive linemen
who have
that mentality and who can road grade guys and get them out of the way.
Yeah.
That's what you need to have. And let's talk a little draft talk for just a second. Just a draft term, the latch and steer.
Love it.
You want to be able to put your hands on another grown man and move his body 1 yard, 2 yards in an opposite direction of where he wants to go.
Yep.
To me, that is where the word dominate should therefore come in.
Because you can do that up front.
You can do that up front.
So you bring up old sayings, right?
Yeah.
I've got an old saying of my own, but I get it from Young MC backwards as MC Young.
Okay.
Early bird gets the worm, late bird gets the girly with the $2 perm. And don't forget that. Don't forget that.
So who's getting the $2 perm
on
the offensive line?
Better, you don't want David DeCastro with the $2 perm. You better go pick up the phone. George Payton, whatever he's doing right now, because it's vacation time in the NFL, right?
Well, not really.
Not really?
We're on vacation, and unlike Cecil Lammy, they're answering their phone.
They do answer their phone.
They do answer their phone.
Well, make it happen.
Yes.
That's what they need to do. And if you are George Payton, All I'm saying is DeCastro is available, whoever his agent is, we can find out real quick. Like, you make that call. You want to make better depth through your team. You want to be improved. Graham Glasgow was a little banged up last year, so I give him kind of a pass. But he's a veteran guy, should have been much better than he was. I know David DeCastro could come in. Now you're just rock solid. I don't even worry about right tackle. People are also worried, right tackle. You're better at right tackle now than you were if Juwan James was here. you're better because of Bobby Massey.
Well, if you bring in DeCastro, you give Glasgow another reason to play through his injuries. So I like it either way.
Mm. Nick and Cecil, Nick, good job, brother.
Appreciate it, man.
The only thing we didn't do, we didn't explain the what had happened was that. That's for next time.
Yes.
Everyone tune in. Nick and Cecil, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on The Fan. Many thanks to everyone out here, Green Valley Ranch, you're talking about First Tee, everybody that's been amazing, incredible, stupendous. I get to see Rock and Roll Brian today. Dude, that's my dude. That's my dude. When we're rocking Slayer and you're like, what the hell is this? My man Brian knows. So many thanks to Kevin Kistner for running the show. I'm Cecil Lammy. He's Nick Ferguson, everyone. Stay tuned and stay frosty.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 104.3thefan.com.